This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday, the day when everything gets done.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As soon as you get to work, Vinny, we'll get everything done. He does have a mega commute. And so if he hits a little traffic, that'll do it.
Yeah, it's amazing it doesn't happen more often considering how far Vin comes every day.
Right. He's always here in time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So far, for distance.
Luckily, though, it's the modern world and we can text each other and be all,
yeah,
no. Yo, I'm running late.
Yeah. How was your Monday?
It was awesome because...
Okay. Wow.
I don't know if you've ever heard this, but I got a hot tub recently.
I know. And for a Monday to be awesome, it's... It's a bold statement, lady.
I know. Well, it's all heated up and it's...
Oh, really?
Yes. We filled it yesterday and I was unable to get into it before it heated up. But as of 6:30 last night, as I was going into bed, I went out there and it was at like in the high 90s, like 97 or 98 degrees.
I don't even know what
I think around 103. They say you set it between 99 and 104.
Okay.
And so I think we set it for 103. We'll just see. I like things to be pretty hot.
Do you need to like test the water? Stuff before you get in? You can't just jump in.
I think you can just jump in. Once you filled it and you heat it right off the bat, you could get in. But then the business of maintaining, I don't know.
So
honestly, it's not going to be my job. So there's chemicals. There's like jugs of chemicals around. I'm like, oh, that looks complicated.
So really, Tuesday is not going to be the day you get things done. You're probably going to be...
Turning pruny
from sitting in your hot tub.
John and I talk about like this whole routine that we want to have.
Okay.
About this. By the way, hi, Creative Energy. CreativeEnergy.com, locations all over the place. I have been doing ads for them, but the reality is I did get a hot tub from them. So what I want to do, because look, our whole lives, morning people, I want to eat dinner at 3 p.m. That gives me several hours before I have to go to bed. So that's like, you know, my dinner time. So I'm thinking, do we eat first and then go hop in the hot tub and then I'll take my shower and do all my stuff for the next day? Or do we do I just can't imagine that I'm going to be able to wind it down before dinner.
No, you're going to want to, you're going to be so relaxed after the hot tub that'll be great. It gets you set for ready to read a little bit. And
snuggle up
in the bed and get all warmed up after you get out of the hot tub and.
I'll be plenty warm after I got out of the hot tub. It's hot in the hot tub. Hot.
And do you take a shower before and after the hot tub?
I think you rinse, okay. Right? I don't know.
You're the hot tub expert.
Here's what
now.
I'm thinking. I'm not, actually, clearly. I'm like, what do you do? I'm going to take a quick rinse off, get in the hot tub, and then do a regular shower after that, right? Okay. Rinse off whatever, you know, is in the hot tub, I guess. We're doing salt water, though. It's supposed to be, like, okay for your hair. And
yeah,
it's great. Anyway.
And you can.
And this, what?
And you can, like, cook in it. Salt water.
No, you can't cook in it.
Yeah. Thank you, by the way. You gave me lemons yesterday, and I've got some lemon breast soaking. I'm going to make lemon pepper chicken tonight.
Lemon breast soaking? Wow.
I mean, chicken breasts. Lemon breasts. Well, they will be lemon breasts by the time.
They certainly will be. They're marinating in lemon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right now, I don't know about everybody else. You know, everyone in California has, like, a lemon tree in their backyard.
Yeah.
Ours is, like... It just had a year, had such a good year. And it's, they're just falling off that tree. And so I bagged up. I did like 10 bags over the weekend just to bring around to people. Like, please take some lemons, do something with them.
I had to give some to Bob because a single man is going to go through all of these lemons. I'm like, what am I going to do with them? Okay, some, you know, I'll get done with them. I can put them in the drain, you know, with the, you know, the, do the,
sure.
use that.
Yeah.
So lemon chicken. Yeah, I'm thinking of all lemon the lemon
water.
Things, all the lemon things I can make now.
There aren't that many lemon things. My girlfriend, I have this girlfriend, Tana, who lives up the street, and every year I give her a giant bag of the lemons. She makes lemon cake.
Mm.
And it's, you know, with fresh lemon from down the street. And then we always get some. I'm always like, oh, I wonder if we'll get some lemon cake from these this year.
Sansa Stark's favorite.
Sansa Stark likes the lemon cakes?
Oh, yeah. That comes up several times in Game of Thrones.
Does
like,
it?
Yeah,
I don't really remember
she's,
that.
She's like into lemon cakes.
Mm, it's Arya's birthday today.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she was on the, you know, don't look it up though, you guys.
Yeah.
We might play the game.
I've been rewatching them just.
Have you?
Yeah, I needed another comfort show to watch. So Game of Thrones is.
Oh, let's turn Bobby on. Hey, Bob.
Comfort show.
It doesn't feel like a comfort show, does it? It's actually more like a murder and mayhem show.
It's quite the opposite.
Horrible things happen to mostly horrible people.
Everybody.
Show.
Well, you know, we were talking about like sometimes you just need to get into worlds that you like.
Yes.
And like Game of Thrones world is a world that like comforts me. So I'm knee deep in it right now.
Well, it's less comfortable to be a girl in those scenarios. You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was one of my favorite things about there was this one scene in Game of Thrones where Ed Sheeran wanted to be on the show. So it's this group of knights and one of them is or whatever they are. And Ed Sheeran's one of them and they're sitting around a fire and they're singing songs or he is. And Arya comes by alone, a girl alone in the woods on her horse and she rides by and everything is completely proper and fine and she's not even afraid that there's like six dudes in the woods. I'm like, run for it. Go.
Well,
the one singing is maybe the only one you don't have to worry about.
Arya or the bear? I take the bear.
Oh, no, I take Arya. Arya will protect me for sure.
Well, I'm just, Arya's, I think, more deadly than... than the bear.
She is, but you know, I could tell we'd be friends, you know, in that world. What's her wolf's name? Nymeria or something?
Nymeria.
Is it Nymeria?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was a good name.
Yeah.
The dire wolves, which are real. Turns out they were a real thing. I didn't realize. I thought that was just a George R. R. Martin construct.
Oh, did I just see?
You didn't. You saw Matt, the PD from the little brother station, The Game.
Oh, that's not
down the hall there.
Yeah, he's got too much hair.
Yeah. Anyway, we're waiting on Vinny.
So you're getting the hot tub and in tonight, though.
I think I'm getting in. Yes, my plan is to get in today.
That's huge.
I'm really excited about it.
Okay.
I've already been saying how much I've enjoyed it, and I'm like, I haven't really yet. I need to get in there.
Yeah. Well, good.
I'm so excited. I'm thinking, like, for this first trip in, I might put it on a bathing suit so that I can take some pictures.
Oh, okay.
Right? I mean, it'd be weird if I was just like,
oh,
oops, my boobs are in
thirst trap. I get a Sarah Clark thirst trap on Instagram.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Well, there will be none of that. We'll take a break. I'll play maybe an extra song. We'll see where Vinny's at and we'll figure it out from there. He's got to be getting close.
Yeah.
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 All right. KLLC HD1 San Francisco. This is, in the last 5 years, the closest to the top of the 6 o'clock hour that I've ever been doing the legal ID. So,
wow.
I know.
Get it done Tuesday.
Get her done. Exactly. We're going to take a quick break. Here's a song. Be back in a sec.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.